This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Browns have scored more than 18 points in one of nine games this year. Let me repeat that.
We're not very good. Is that what you're trying to say?
The Browns have scored more than 18 points in one of nine games, 10 games this year. And how do you throw for 395 yards and no interceptions and A, lose, and B, don't score more than 14? I mean, I can't look at Jameis Winston and think that he was anything but really good yesterday. And yet they scored only 14 points.
Yeah, it's
we're
the offensive
talk Jameis
part
coming up.
I just
in a little bit.
You know, when they came back, they hit the 2-point conversion, game tied at 14. I'm like, you know what? They got a chance. Maybe they can win short week. Maybe you can kind of turn that frown upside down. And man, whoa, what happened? And who are we blaming? And what's the right thing to do? And how do you not overreact? And how do you underreact? How mad were fans after the game last night, Jeff?
It was the nastiest post game we've had in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah, it was nasty.
So does apathy set in now?
Folks were really mad.
I will say, Dana,
didn't you think folks were really mad yesterday?
There were a couple that I had to calm down more than typical.
That's before they even get on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd have to answer them in the back, and they would start yelling, and I would look at them and go, look outside. Is the sun still out? Yeah, you're okay.
Did you really say that to them?
Oh, about three people.
Oh, wow.
They were like, yeah, you're right. The sun is out and it's November. All right. Yeah,
it was good
nasty. For you.
By the way, can I pick a nit?
Sure.
Why would you go for two? You get a penalty and it moves the ball to the one, okay?
Yeah.
If you want it to, right?
Yeah.
So you do if you want to go for two. And then you throw the pass. Well, don't you move it to the one because you think you can run it in from the one? And that's why you go for two instead of going for the tie?
Jeff, we don't have Taysom Hill on our team. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
I mean, if you were going to throw a pass, you should have just gone for two in the first place.
Maybe they were trying to catch him off guard.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. 216-474-0092. We go to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ryan is with us. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Oh, gentlemen.
Ann Arbor now. Is there any place you don't visit?
I think it's really cool because 99% of my working scenarios in yesteryears were all in one spot.
Wow.
And long story short, I got a gig that says, hey, where do you want to go? I said, hey, here's where I want to go. I digress on me.
Yeah, go.
Is this the office I step into for Browns Therapy Monday, please?
It's the only place.
Oh, let me exhale. Let me put my feet up here. All right, hey, side note, Menigan, I do a mean Joe Pesci. I don't know if you want to.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it. Give it a whirl.
Yeah. All right, 92.3 casino style. Where you get off going over my head. I'm what counts out here, pal. That's your country club or your TV show or your radio show. And where do you get off going on the radio? You know, I get calls from back home thinking you would bet, you know what? You're warned, you mutt. How much counts out here? That's about all I got.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well done,
that's
right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I told you I saw a woman with a big old tattoo of Danny DeVito, not Joe Pesci. Danny DeVito on her calf.
Yeah, I give my Joe Pesci a D-, but I digress, man. I tell you, man, you know, I I'm trying to be glass half full mentality because I'm a diehard Browns fan, dog pound Thursday. And again, before I begin, I'm going to bury in the Browns that be. I want to say the consolation prize, if there is one, is to punch Pittsburgh in the belly this Thursday. This is our Super Bowl. As disgusting as it sounds, because we should have been trying for the real Super Bowl. But if there's any consolation prize, man, you better show up in the dog pound this Thursday and at a stadium and showcase, you know, that at least you give a darn. You know what I mean? Because this Browns team, while it is lackluster, there is one more darn important game, and it's this Thursday, man. And if you can't get you're ready for something this important against our arch rival, man, I don't consider you a Browns fan. Now, disaster control, man. I tell you, this Barry guy, he really, really shouldn't even look himself in the mirror. I don't know how he's walking tall, because I can assure you, if you lived in any other country, Barry, if you took someone's $250 million, a billionaire, and messed with the city's psychological scenario, it took away the possibility of a real scenario, you'd be... Firing is the last thing you'd be worried about right now. I can assure you, do not let the door hit you with the good Lord split you. This is a guy that really should be fired. And again, the Browns should assess, obviously, another GM like a Dorsey or something who knows what they're doing with football, because this is the best sports city in the world, and we deserve better. That is a passion of ours. It's football. And to be laughed at and mocked by the rest of the football world and the country is disgusting. And again, this is a team that was supposed to go far, and I know there's injuries, and I know there's other scenarios, but I tell you, man, just the scenario in which we could have kept Baker and kept those three draft picks and moved forward, but instead we got junk. We got junk. We got a guy Watson with his luggage. We didn't need that. We didn't need that black cloud over our city, and we got it, and it really hit us hard. And I can assure you, man, I don't know if you hear my anger, but this is the most disgusting year. That's non-biased perspective, non-prisoner of the moment, Andy, Jeff, Menigan. This is the worst season in Browns history. With that being said, gentlemen, I love you guys, but I really despise Barry. And I tell you, man, if there's anything that we can get out of this is a win Thursday and seeing Barry get fired live on TV. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joe Pesci, thank you very much. That was Joe doing his Ryan in Avon Lake, North Olmsted.
He's out of breath right now.
Ann Arbor, Las Vegas impression.
Do we, I mean, obviously because you're general manager, you get the credit or the disappointment if a pick or transaction doesn't work, but do we know that he was ultimately behind this, making sure we get Deshaun Watson?
We have no idea who was ultimately behind, because as Andrew said in his press conference during the bye week, we were all on board.
Yeah, I would say, well, it's everybody then.
We were all on board.
All right.
It's what they said, right?
Yeah, they were all on board.
Those words came out of his mouth.
Yep.
All on board. Ed is in Avon Lake, home of the Shoreman.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're hanging in. It's going to be a long day today. I got a feeling. Just got a feeling. It's a therapy Monday, man.
I hear a lot of people complaining.
Yeah.
I got up at 5:58 this morning so I could call in at 6 o'clock. But when I turned it on, I realized no one was going to call. So I just hung up and went back to bed. But anyways, that guy...
You mean no one was going to answer? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
But that makes more
sense. No, you look at Green Bay in the air because nobody cares about the Browns anymore.
Oh, I got you. Okay, now it makes sense. Okay, so sir. I'm a little slow.
You guys are all blaming the wrong people.
Who should we be blaming? Well, Jeff and I are trying to figure out.
We're not blaming anybody.
I blame Jeff. I think this is all Jeff's fault.
The whole thing's kind of a mess.
Just hear me out.
Yeah.
We need to blame the NFL front office and the commissioner of the NFL.
Hmm. New one? Okay.
You know why?
No, fill me in. Enlighten me.
For allowing Deshaun to continue to play?
Give us our franchise back. Give us our franchise back. We didn't want an expansion franchise. Give us our franchise back.
So we're going to move the Baltimore Ravens here?
The Browns. Nobody can fix them. Haslam can't fix them. Barry can't fix them. And why isn't Haslam at the podium today?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, owners usually don't speak unless you're Jerry Jones after
until the games. Until the end of the season. They do
well,
one press conference here.
You've got to get this guy on the air and start putting his feet to the fire. He's the blame. You got to start criticizing him a lot more. Forget about the coach, the GM. We've had 72 of these guys rotate through here. You got to start attacking the owner.
We got to attack him.
We have
Jeff,
to attack.
Jeff, it's on you, man. I told you it's your fault, Jeff.
Here's the thing. Ed, the owner, to me, has done maybe one thing that's wrong. Okay? The one thing that's
the one thing that's wrong is this.
If, in fact, the owner is the one who insisted on the trade for Deshaun Watson, there you go. I can't even be that mad about insisting on drafting Johnny Manziel because it was the 22nd pick in the draft. I can't. And if you want to blame the owner for not drafting Josh Allen when you had the chance and John Dorsey like Baker Mayfield, blame the owner for that. To me, that's the issue.
You want to blame the owner? Blame the owner every time. I find it interesting as we've sat here for 13 years and people get mad at owners and they get mad at general managers. And then all of a sudden, this team starts to win and they're like, oh, we are so lucky. This is so great.
Well, it's
Jeff, I'm never, ever, ever going back to the ballpark again because they changed the name. Oh, wait a minute. There were like 2 million people there this year. I get it. We're all in the, we're in the moment right now. We're yelling about where your feet are right now. I get it. I understand it.
Folks are upset with Browns ownership because the Browns aren't winning, but the owner spends tons of money. Doesn't blink when it comes to spending money. Folks don't.
Maybe that's a problem.
Folks don't like the Guardians ownership because they don't spend enough money. But by God, they win. So
wait till the Cavs lose a game.
What do you want? You want an owner that spends money and wins because we have one that doesn't spend big money and wins and people don't like him. And we have one that spends a ton of money and the team doesn't win consistently. Over the last 4 years, 5 years,
yeah,
and people don't like him.
How's that being mad at Dan Gilbert thing working out for all those folks when LeBron left the first time? Still mad at him? How's that working out?
Joe's in Shaker Heights.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. You guys do a good job. I was reminded yesterday of another problem, of another mistake by DePodesta and Barry, and I want them out, Harvard or not, Yale or not, wherever they went. We have too many of those guys. And in my business career, those people who went to those schools aren't all that, but he's enamored with them. Anyway, when I saw Grant Delpit play yesterday, I thought of 6 years ago when the Browns had the chance to take Antoine Whitfield, who's now with Tampa Bay. Antoine Whitfield, whose dad was on Ohio State.
Yep.
And Garfield High School in Akron, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, he's terrible. Delpit's terrible. He's very erratic. Of course he makes a good play now and again. Of course. He is such an erratic, half-assed tackler. And we could have had Antoine. And he's maybe the best player in the National Conference. He's one of the highest paid. But Barry and DePodesta thought he was 5'8", 5'9". Let's go for a 6'2 guy who has a reputation of not being a great tackler. I mean, if these guys ran an airline, they'd hire guys who are not so good on takeoffs, not so good on landings, but fairly good on takeoffs.
Joe, thank you very much.
I think we all have one of those players that we look at and go, why didn't they take this guy? Tristan Wirfs is one of those guys for me. I watch him play.
It's all over the place, yeah. Andy. It's all over the place.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.